I took the opportunity to allow my daughter, who's got her restricted, she's 15.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do you want to hit the freeway? Like, this would be the first time that she's driven on the freeway. Like, she's done a bunch of side streets. She's done all that stuff. But yeah, she was going to be headed over to her sister's house. And I was like, hey, dude, so do you want to hit the freeway? And she was like, yeah, I do. So I was like,
was it raining?
Yes.
Oh.
I was like, okay, freeway, raining. These are two things. Again, experiences that you're going to need to learn how to drive in.
Yep.
And needs repetition, all that, to get comfortable. So she jumps onto the Watterson and, you know, almost immediately, there is a huge, like, the Watterson is flooded on the right, right two lanes.
Oh, no.
And we see ahead of us, like, a couple cars hit it and just a huge, like, thing of water flies up. And I'm like, okay, you're gonna need to, like, quickly check your side mirror, see if there's cars, put your turn signal on. Get over it. Now.
Do that now.
Just
my gosh.
I'm just going through this whole thing.
There's nothing like the stress like knowing that's a precarious situation. And then dad is kind of giving you stern instructions quickly. And then you have to immediately. Yeah.
Like, this
instead
is,
of be like, okay, I'm going to
check my. Yeah. Gotta do it
now.
Gotta do it now.
Oh my gosh. The stress.
I know. I was talking to my wife about it a little bit yesterday, and she was like, I am so glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, no, I'm not. This is why dads do that. I can't. I'm not built for that.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
I wasn't built for pulling teeth out, and I'm not built for teaching kids to drive.
Oh my
gosh. That's not what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was funny because we did get to her sister's house, and she was like, I don't know how to parallel park. Am I going to have to parallel park?
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, well, just find a spot and, like, pull in. And so she, like, pulled in 10 houses away.
Oh, wow.
Because she was like, all right, there it is. I'm going. This is where I'm going. I don't want to risk it.
That was a lot of learning for one session.
I know.
That was many, like, higher difficulty level skills.
Yes.
In the driving realm.
And.
In one session.
I will say also, you know, I've been kind of teaching her how, over the last month or so, how to drive. And we're on an intersection, and it's a four-way stop, right?
Yeah.
And so four cars get there at the same time, right?
Yep.
So the car to my daughter's left goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately, like, the car behind that car to the left that went, like, gets up to the line.
Uh-huh.
And so my daughter waits for the car to go, you know, and then the car across from her starts to go. And so, because she was turning left, right? And so she then starts to kind of, like, ease out and like turn left. And as we're turning left, the car that had, like, come up to replace the car that had already gone
is trying to be like, my turn.
Yeah. The guy is, like, waving her on, like, come on. And I was like, you listen. I was like, she's fine. and my daughter didn't see it. She was like, was he waving me on? And I go, yeah, he was. And she was like, does he know I'm a baby? I'm not even 16 years old.
Oh my God.
I was like, no, he doesn't know you're a baby.
He doesn't know that. No one's going to assume that.
He doesn't know you're a baby.
This is your learning session. They don't get it.
Does he know I'm a baby?
No, he does not. He does not.
She's like, I'm not even 16. I'm like, yeah, don't let his impatience affect how you're driving.
Exactly. That is the hardest thing, I think, to learn as a teenage driver.
That's fun. So
is not to let other, especially, like, if you got a line of cars behind
unless
you.
Unless it does affect how you're driving.
You have to wait for a window with oncoming traffic to safely make a turn.
Yep,
it is very difficult sometimes to be patient, wait for your window you feel comfortable with.